It's like TikTok and ChatGPT. Those are like my two best friends, yo. My two best friends. Hello, hello. How are you doing? How are you doing? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode. This is episode 107 and I am your host, Awino Awiti. I'm recording this on the second last day of February, if I'm not wrong. I guess so. February has, okay, this is not a leap year, so I think February has 28 days, so I'm recording this on 27th at my weird hours. You know me, if you listen to this episode, if you're an avid listener at day one, you know the time I'm recording this. Anyway, welcome to a new episode. I was actually seeing, I think it was on TikTok. Was it on TikTok? I think it was TikTok. It was definitely TikTok, because, oh, yo, I'm always on TikTok, guys. I'm always on TikTok. Like, I depend so much. I depend on TikTok so much, like, for a lot of things, for my recipes, my cooking recipes. Like, TikTok and ChatGPT, those are, like, my two best friends, yo. My two best friends. First ChatGPT and then TikTok. Like, those people... Are they... No, okay. Okay, they're, like, my friends. They're just, like, I depend on them. In fact, all my cooking recipes, I get them from TikTok. It's so easy. Like, I just follow, because I'm currently trying out new recipes. I'm enjoying cooking new things in my house. Si kila siku ugali nyama jamani. Si kila siku ugali mayai. Comrade, surely. So zingine, jispoil. So zingine, try out new things. And I'm loving, so far, so good. The recipes have turned out so well. Like, actually, today, I cooked pilau for the first time. Is it weird that I have never cooked pilau? Yo, nimekuwa nikikula nini hizi miaka zote? Hizi miaka zote nimekuwa nikikula nini? Because I just cooked pilau today for the first time ever. And it was amazing. I even invited my friend who is my neighbor. I even invited her to taste, because I feel like, this is too good to eat alone. It's too good to eat alone. I gotta share this. So I invited her and she was like, yo, this, like... In fact, she didn't. Okay, she. If she didn't know me, she would not have believed that it was my first time cooking it. But of course, she knew. But she was like, "You did so well. Like, it was so nice." And I cooked. Nilipika mingi ndo nikulepia kesho. Ndo kesho nisipike. But it's a long process. I cooked for literally 2 hours. Like, you cook for 2 hours, bro. I cooked from 9 PM to like 11. Nimekula saa sita. But even that's not the point. I was talking about TikTok and ChatGPT. How they have me on chokehold. Anyway. That's not the topic we're talking about today, in case you're wondering. By the way, remember to check out my YouTube. Check out Unspoken Podcast KE. I post vlogs. Actually posted a vlog on Sunday last week, last Sunday. So go and check it out, Unspoken Podcast KE. Check out my vlogs. Subscribe, like, share, guys. Support me there on YouTube. And then my TikTok, Awino Awiti, and Instagram, Awino Awiti. I'm like pushing myself, man. I'm just pushing myself to be a better content creator and put out just better content for you guys out there. Anyway, I was reading. Surprised, yeah. I'm still reading the same book. I was supposed to finish this book last year. Yani, I'm a joker. I need to get my shit together. I'm currently reading Atomic Habits. I'm now serious. I'm like, I want to finish this book. I can't say before the month ends, because... The month is literally ending tomorrow, so I can't promise myself that I'll be done by tomorrow. But I'm currently reading Atomic Habits, and I'm like, I'm just thinking, why have I been postponing reading this book? Why have I not been serious about reading this book? Because, yo, that book literally is blowing my mind. It's opening my eyes. Like, it's an eye-opener. Like, yo, it's not underrated. When it's not overrated, I mean, when people say like it's one of the good books out there, and I'm so glad it was my first book. It's the first book I ever bought. I bought last year. It's the first book I ever bought for myself, and I'm like, I'm glad I did buy this book, because I think I saw somewhere, if you, I think I saw, of course, on TikTok, when they were saying, if you want to start a reading culture, if you want to start reading and be better, they were recommending the first books you should buy, and Atomic Habits was on that list. Atomic Habits, and then there was, I don't know, I can't remember, that I think The Diary of a CEO, or The Other One for Kiyosaki, Robert Kiyosaki, something, Money and something. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, those are the books that were on that list. So I'm glad I bought Atomic Habits as my first book, because, yo, James Clear was on his bag when he wrote that book. And even the illustrations, that's where it's at. Like the storytelling and then the illustrations, like you just see, like, this is how this thing makes sense. They illustrate for you. If you do this, definitely this is going to happen. And if you don't do this, this is going to happen. Like the illustration on that book, shout out to James Clear. I'm glad I'm reading it. And if you have never read that book, this is your sign. Please run. Don't walk. Run and try and read that book. Because if you're someone, actually, you're trying to build better routines, you're trying to do better, you're trying to build better habits, Atomic Habit is the book for you. And I'm currently on chapter 6. And chapter 5 was about creating a new habit, something. Let me get it for you. I have it on my phone, because I highlighted almost the entire chapter. I highlighted it because, yo, everything was like it was, everything was, I feel like everything, I had to like have all those things in my mind, because if I didn't highlight them, I feel like I'll just be reading them and then Zitakwa's papers away, and I didn't want that. I wanted them to stick with me. So I highlighted like almost everything on that chapter. So yeah, it's exactly chapter five. The topic for chapter five is the best way to start a new habit. Oh my gosh. And someone like me, who's been struggling to like have a routine, like not really struggling, okay, struggling to maintain, not have. I have a routine, but I'm really struggling to like maintain it, like to stick to this routine, do this every day, because I do it and then I flop. So like I told you guys about running. I'm trying to have, not running, walking. I mean, I told you guys about walking, how I'm trying to get my steps in. I'm one of those people who have been influenced to download the Step Up app. And I'm not even ashamed, because yo, that app has helped me. Like now I'm walking intentionally. Like if a day, I can't even allow myself to finish, to end a day without even like walking, like moving my body. Because I just feel like I'm gonna get sick. So it's really helping me track my walking, my steps. It's really helping me to try and maintain the routine, because if it's like Duolingo, if you've ever used Duolingo, they remind you, the notifications will pop up like, move your body, walking enhances creativity, walking builds your confidence. They remind you, they if you don't do it, they'll be sending you notifications the whole day until you get your ass up and walk. So I'm really loving the app. So shout out to the guys who invented that app. So yeah, so I'm reading Atomic Habits, and I'm currently on chapter 6. I finished chapter 5 yesterday, the best way to start a new habit. And I was like, yo, this chapter, it deserves an episode of this podcast, because this is something I've been talking about on this podcast. And then apparently when I read this on the book, I was like, this is exactly, this is my solution, this is exactly what I need to do for myself. And I felt like I just had to share this with you guys, so that if you're listening to this and you've been maybe struggling to get into a routine, struggling to maintain your routine just like me, I feel like I need to share this with you, because I don't know if you're gonna read this book, but I'm telling you guys, please try and read this book. So I don't know if I'm gonna be doing a series on the books I'll be reading. I'll be doing that if like something blows my mind. Of course, not everything, but if there's something that blows my mind, then I'm like, yo, this I need to share with my speakers. This ought to be an episode. I think I'll be doing that. So on this chapter, the best way to start a new habit, there's a backstory. I'm not gonna tell you everything. Yeah, I'm just gonna tell you the pointers, the highlight. There's a backstory on habits and everything, and then there's a specific subtopic that caught my mind, caught my eyes. It's called habit stacking. So I was like, okay, what's habit stacking? And they explain, it's a concept introduced by James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits. So the idea is like, it's something you do, like you attach a new habit to an existing habit to make it stick. So if you're used to doing something and you want to add something, want to add a certain routine, a certain habit to your routine. So you add it to you attach that habit to an existing habit so that it can make it stick. So that, for example, let me just give you an example. If you're already making coffee every morning, if every day in the morning you make coffee, add a habit like journaling while it brews. So while you're making your coffee in the morning, you're gonna I'll try journaling. If you're someone who's wanted to do journaling but don't get the time, actually I was journaling before I started recording this episode. I'm someone who journals. I love journaling, but I actually don't do it every day, and it's something I would want to do it every day, because journaling really helps, guys. I've talked about that on the pod already. Journaling, writing down your thoughts, that's therapy right there. So I was just thinking, sometimes I just check out, I pick up my notebook. I'm like, when's the last time I journaled? And then I see I journaled 1 week ago, which is so bad. Journaling should be like a daily habit. So if I'm someone who wants to add journaling to my routine, make it a habit, I'll add it to a habit that I already do every day. So that's an example. If I make coffee every morning, then I'll add a habit like journaling. So I'll journal while my coffee brews. So that's a habit. So every day when I make coffee, I know that I have to be journaling while making my coffee. So that's what habit stacking means. That's the best example. Then, I was thinking about when I was reading the illustration from the books, I was like, yo, this actually happens. Like, this actually can work. Actually, that's what I love about the book. The illustrations are on point. So I think it can work. I'm not going to say it works because I've not tried it yet for myself. I just read the book yesterday, the chapter yesterday. So it's something I'm going to definitely try doing immediately this week, because I want to try and walk every day, get my steps in, 5,000 steps every day, and then journaling. So those are the things I think I'm going to work on. Okay, reading also. I'm going to add the reading because I'm not like a bookworm. I got the word. Last episode, I forgot about it. So I'm not like a bookworm. Like I'll say, I just pick a book randomly because I love reading. I told you guys I read because I have to read. I need the knowledge. So the habits I'm currently working on are reading. And I need to try and read at least a chapter every day. A chapter so that I can finish this book by the end of March. Before the end of March, rather. Which is better. So the habits I'm working on are reading. And then journaling more. I want to try and also journal every day. Because I bought the notebook that I bought it last year, March, coming to think of it. So in March, this notebook is going to be 1 year old. And even if you look at it, it's like still so new. You wouldn't know that someone even uses it. It's still so new, which shows that I don't journal as much. I journal I journal twice a week, which is insane. So journaling is a habit I want to pick up. And then walking daily is a habit I wanna pick up too. So there's three habits I wanna work on with you guys as I read this book, as I read Atomic Habits, and I'm gonna come and share how this habit stacking, how it's gonna work for me, because I'm gonna try that. So I don't know how I'm gonna incorporate. I think the best way I'll incorporate reading is definitely in the morning. I prefer journaling at the end of the day, because that's when I write how my day has been, what I learned, things I'm grateful for, what drained me. That's how I journal. So I think journaling is going to be at the end of the day. But then reading, I think praying also should be a habit. Sometimes I forget to pray daily and I feel so guilty. Am I alone who feels guilty when I forget to pray? Yo, I feel so guilty. And the way, like, I feel like I'm living in my answered prayers right now. Life has been so good to me currently. God is so good to me. And then I feel like when I forget to pray, I feel like I'm letting God down. So I always feel so bad. So I think I should add praying over there. I should definitely add praying in my on my routine, so that I can know at what time I need to pray, and add it to make it a habit to pray every day. So yeah. So those are the four, I think those are now four habits that I am going to be working on. What was I saying? How to create, now let's go to the next thing that I learned. I have a list. I actually broke down this chapter for you guys, because this is how this chapter of this book really opened my mind. I broke it down. So how to create a habit stack. step one, identify a current habit. What's your current habit? What do you do every day? How does your day look like? What are the habits? What's your current habits? What do you do every day? That's like brushing your teeth. Of course, we brush our teeth every day. That's a habit. Those are the small things. Brushing your teeth, checking your phone. Everyone checks their phone. In fact, the worst thing that all human beings we are guilty of is checking our phones. Okay, not all. Maybe me and a few other people checking our phones before we wake up. Immediately we wake up checking our phones, which is, I think, not really good. So yeah, that's a habit, checking your phone, making tea, making breakfast. If you take breakfast, making breakfast, that's a habit. Cooking is also a habit. If you cook every day, that's a habit. That's something you do every day. Going to the washroom, you go to the washroom every day. That's a habit. So yeah, those are examples of habits. So number one, how to create a habit stack is you need to identify your current habit. And then number two, pick a simple new habit to stack. So in your current habit, what new habits do you want to stack? What do you want to start? What do you want to start doing? So there's, of course, you're brushing your teeth. You brush your teeth every morning. You brush your teeth every morning. So this is an example I'm giving you guys. So you want to pick a simple new habit to start with brushing your teeth. Let's say doing 10 squats. If you're someone who wants to start working out in the house, doing squats, maybe skipping rope, maybe like me walking. So you add it there. So let's say after brushing my teeth, I'm going to do 10 squats. Now that is what is called a habit stack. You've added the squats to brushing the teeth, which is your current habit. You've added a new habit, the squats, to the current habit, which is brushing your teeth. So I'll say, example, after brushing my teeth, I want to go for a walk. Maybe I'll say I'm going for a walk to buy breakfast, because after brushing my teeth, I'm going to come and make breakfast. So I'm going to add, after brushing my teeth, I'm going to go for a walk as I go and buy breakfast. So that is killing two birds with one stone. So I hope you're getting the point. I hope you get what I'm saying. And then step three, make it easy and specific. Easy. Like, don't make it so hard. So after I pour, this is an example also. After I pour my coffee, I will write three things I am grateful for. Just be specific and just go straight to the point. Don't complicate things. Make it easy and specific. And step four, use repetition to strengthen the connection. So you do it every day. You know, tomorrow when I wake up, I'm going to brush my teeth. Then I'm going to do 10 squats, or I'm going to brush my teeth and I'm going to go for a walk. As I buy breakfast, then I come back and make my breakfast. So make it easy, and then repeat it. Do the same tomorrow at the same time. When you're brushing your teeth, you know you're supposed to do 10 squats. Or, you know, tomorrow when you're brushing your teeth, you're supposed to go for a walk. So use repetition to strengthen, so that I think the brain can get used to it, and even you can get used to it. That's how you create a habit. That's how you create a habit stack. Examples of easy habit stacks. I think I've given an example like morning routine, brushing your teeth, going for breakfast, going to breakfast, being productive at work, especially that. Oh my gosh, being productive. That is something actually, sometimes I hate it when a day ends when I'm not productive. I try to be productive every day. So like, you write your tasks, that may be like you write your top three tasks for the day, the tasks you want to complete before the end of the day. And then another example of easy habits are fitness. That's like the 10 squats you've talked about, self-care. So those are just the examples of easy habit stack that you can do. Self-care, you know, of course, if you wanna be consistent with your skincare routine, such stuff. So of course, and then these are I came up with common mistakes to avoid, of course, adapted from the book and some of my stuff. Common mistakes to avoid while habit stacking: you should don't try to stack too many habits at once. That you're gonna fail. You're gonna fail totally. So don't try to stack too many habits at once. Like, I'm gonna, when I wake up, I'm gonna brush my teeth, then do 10 squats, then do 100 skips, then go and buy breakfast, then come back and journal. Oh no, you're gonna fail terribly. So don't try and stack too many habits at once. Avoid that, and then choose habits that don't naturally
And then don't choose habits that don't naturally fit together. Like in the morning, you want to say that in the morning, you're going to brush your teeth. Then after brushing your teeth, you're going to cook supper. you're going to do something that can't, like something that doesn't fit in your morning, in a morning routine. Of course, you can't cook your supper at night. Like, it doesn't make sense. And then, I hope you get the point. Like, choosing habits that don't naturally fit together, don't do that. Like, morning routine, things that, like, work in the morning. Like, you see, brushing your teeth works in the morning. We all brush our teeth in the morning. You go for breakfast. You go and buy breakfast in the morning because you take breakfast in the morning. And then you do squats. Squats, working out in the morning, it makes sense. It's part of a morning routine. You can add doing your skincare. It's a morning routine. It works. So choosing habits that don't naturally fit together, avoid that. And then don't forget to make it enjoyable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do something. Pair them with something you like. Don't forget to make it enjoyable. And then finally, make it fun and sustainable. Make it fun and sustainable, because start small. Don't atieka vitu mingi. Hata mimi, I'm starting with, I think hata izoni mingi, I should do even two. I should concentrate on sticking to reading every day and walking every day. Okay, I'm praying. I need to pray every day. So all of them are important. And then there's, what's also the fourth one? Reading or journaling. So yeah, I think I can manage. Those are four. I can manage. If I can stick to doing those four things daily, I think I'm gonna get somewhere. So reading every day, a chapter every day. So how am I gonna do mine? When my tea is cooking, because I think I like tea in the morning. I like taking tea, pure African tea in the morning. And then in the evening, I prefer coffee. So I'll not make coffee in the morning. So tea, while my tea is cooking, I'll try and get some chapters in. But usually when I'm cooking breakfast, I'm like usually listening to music or listening to a podcast. But yeah, I'm going to try now. I'm going to change it. While I'm making my tea, I'm going to try and read, get a chapter in. Because I prefer also reading in the morning. Journey after everything. The whole day has been exhausting. Then I want to catch a book and read. I don't think I have the energy to that. I'm not going to lie. So I prefer reading in the morning. I think I can get a chapter in. Because even this book doesn't, the Atomic Habits book, it doesn't have like long chapters. The chapters are like 5 pages, 4 pages, or 6 pages. I can manage reading my book while making my breakfast. And then after making my breakfast, I can do my morning devotion after breakfast, pray after breakfast, or I pray. I can pray before breakfast. Yeah, it's good to pray in the morning. Yeah, I do my morning devotion in the morning before breakfast. Yeah, and then I do my morning devotion, pray and everything, and then I make my breakfast. Of course, after morning devotion, is brushing my teeth. Yeah, those are of course normal. And then I make my breakfast, and as after brushing my teeth and everything, while my tea is cooking, I can get a chapter in. I can try and get a chapter in. Jeta chai, ata wawezi kunywa chai after immediately metoka kwa moto. Let's make poi kidogo. So after that, I think that is enough time for me to get a chapter in. So yeah, those are two habits I'm done with in the morning. So bado two habits, the journaling part and the walking. Definitely, those are evening stuffs. So evening, of course, after all the shenanigans, after working, after everything, then in the evening, I like going for my walks at a specific time at 6 p.m. That's like, it's not too sunny, and then it's just in the evening. Like, yeah, I like it. I like it that way. So I go for my walk at 6 p.m. so that I can go at least, I can do it for an hour, so that by 7 p.m. I'm back at the house. I've bought supper already, then I'm cooking my dinner. So yeah, I'll be going for my walk at 6 p.m. and then I come back already. Of course, I come back after buying my dinner, and then I start, I cook. Yeah, I wash my hands, I cook. I like cooking, then taking a shower after, so that I can eat while I'm fresh and clean. So yeah, I cook. So after taking my walk, while I'm on this walk, of course, I'm definitely listening to a podcast or an audiobook. So I'm getting that in, which I like it. So after that, I come back to my house. I start cooking. I wash dishes if I have any dirty dishes. But I like washing my dishes immediately after cooking. So I always not have a lot of dishes on my sink. Then I cook. After cooking, I take a shower. After taking my shower, and then I take my dinner. After taking my dinner, I'm usually watching a movie before I fall asleep. So between that period after taking my dinner, that's when I think I should journal. Because sometimes I start watching a movie and then I sleep off, and then I just sleep and the day is done. I don't do nothing again. So I'll try, after eating my dinner, before I watch that movie, before I catch that movie, I'll squeeze in some time. Because journaling, I just journal a page. It doesn't even take 10 minutes for me. So then I squeeze that time and journal. And then I can sleep. So I think I'm just creating this routine off from the top of my head while I'm recording this. So I think that can work. So I'm going to definitely try it with this habit sucking, borrowing this from James Clear from the book Atomic Habits. I'm going to try this habit stacking. I'm going to come back with a story for you guys. So I just wanted to share this with you guys. If you've been trying to get into a routine, and actually, guys, please have a routine. Routines can save your life, literally. Routines make life so easier. Habits and having routines, like, it makes your life so easier, because you get to beat deadlines. You don't have to do things last minute. It helps you to beat deadlines, to be on time, to do things well on time, to be productive. Like, it helps you also not to procrastinate a lot of things. So because, you know, at this specific time I need to do this, at this specific time, at this specific place. On this Nini, they also mentioned something called implementation intention, like having to implement habit, also creating a habit. You have to implement and then have the intention to implement that habit. So that was something also on this same chapter. So guys, read this book, go and buy it, try and read it. If you love audio, listen to it. I think there's also an audiobook, but I prefer reading so that I can highlight it. I don't know, I don't really like audiobooks that much. I tried to listen to them, but it's not for me. You know, you can't like everything. It's not really for me, because me, I like reading. Well, of course, I like when I'm reading, I highlight those things so that I don't forget them, so that I can always come back to my book and just see what I highlighted and what the info, why I highlighted it. So I just prefer. But if you like audiobooks, well and good. So yeah, go on. If you haven't read Atomic Habits, this is a sign. Yeah, and I hope you've learned something from me from this chapter, how I broke it down. I hope you have learned it, and I hope it really works for you. I hope it helps someone out there. Anyway, I think I'm gonna end the episode here. And guys, keep sending your application for Unspoken Story. If you want to be part of our series of Unspoken Story, check out my, I think I should start leaving the Google form on this episode. Yeah, I'm gonna leave the link to the Google form on this episode so that you guys can fill in your form if you're interested to be part of our series. And yeah, we're gonna have to end this here. I hope you learned something, and I'm gonna have to love and leave you guys. I'll see you on the next episode. I need to get that chapter in right now. Adios.